Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined by producer Joel, but I'm joining producer Joel because I'm sitting in his flat and this is the first time we've seen each other in over a year, and it's like the old days.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Joel. And your beard looks better in person, Joel.
Thank you very much.
It is a thick beauty.
It's a proper beard now, isn't
That's
it?
That's a solid, it's solid, yeah. Good, solid beard.
I think I was saying this on the podcast last week. I'm normally clean shaven, but every now and again, I like to remind myself and the people close to me that I can do it.
Yeah, and you remind the people close to you because you've got bristles now. And
it's serious. And you can probably hear it on the mic.
And does your girlfriend like kissing you with your beard?
She doesn't kiss me either way, so...
Fine then, doesn't matter. Yeah,
win-win.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Well, Joel, I mean, so much has happened this week. The football has gone, it's gone loopy.
It's gone crazy.
It's gone absolutely loopy. I'm in your flat and you're watching it again. It's currently paused on your television.
It's a different way of watching the football, right? We're talking about England, Germany, by the way.
England,
Germany. Not Sweden, Ukraine.
I mean, because people could be listening this in a few weeks and you just don't know what match we're talking about.
So, it's the morning day after England beat Germany.
Spoiler alert!
And I watched it last night live, obviously, but I watched it through like a tense blur.
Yeah,
Were
you really tense? Were you?
Yeah, of course. I was like shaking.
It was
Do you know what I can't understand? People on Twitter who like tweet witty things during the game. Like I can't. Yeah. I can barely look at read a screen when they're doing it. How are they doing it?
Well, that's it. How are they doing it? But I didn't tweet during the game, but the first half was a bit dull.
Yeah.
So I wrote some jokes during it.
Nice.
Because I did a football podcast today as well, mm-hmm. So in preparation for that.
Is that the first football podcast you've done?
Yeah, I've never done a football podcast before.
After what has been like two of the best days in the history of
what a brilliant day to be the first one I do.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was very, very enjoyable. And would you like to hear a couple of the jokes I wrote that didn't make it onto that podcast?
I'd love to.
Just because they didn't come up. This was more of a little observation. I changed it actually since I wrote it like this. I love how the fastest player on the England team is called Walker.
Good.
That's a good one, isn't it?
That is good, yeah.
That's a nice little one.
You could probably say his passing was quite crisp as well.
Lovely. Lovely stuff. That's good.
Thanks, mate.
Ah, bit cheesy.
A little bit cheesy. Yeah.
That's a bit blue. His packets are blue. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Do you think Gareth Southgate was asked to pick a left-sided player and he went, sure.
Nice, yeah.
And there are some other lovely ones there, but I might tell you those at another time. But I mean, those other jokes are exclusive to the other podcast, so you got to check out the footballs on to check that out. There's probably nothing else to talk about, is there, Joel? Like, have you anything happened in your life?
Of course not. All I was doing in the build-up to England versus Germany was thinking about England versus Germany.
Yeah.
I was just saying to you when you got here, I'm so busy today because I was too nervous to do any work yesterday, so now I'm doing 2 days' worth of work in one day.
Oh, and I'm here to distract you as well. Sorry about that.
It's a nice little lunch break.
Ah, lovely. I just got emailed from the gig I'm doing on Saturday saying, I'm just checking you're okay to do the gig on Saturday because of the footy.
Yeah.
With today's technology, with phones, I can afford to miss 20 minutes of the game. I mean, there is a chance that...
You're watching it on your phone on stage.
I'm closing the gig. So realistically, what time's that? That's going to be nine? Yeah. What time's the match going to be finishing?
9:45.
Oh, so I'm going to miss the best part.
Mate, we'll be 3-0 up by then.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be a point where I'll be fine. I mean, how depressed am I going to be if we go like 5-0 down and I've got to go on? But the good thing is no one in the crowd is going to like
gonna
football,
be there.
Let's face it. Yeah, well, that's the thing. The trouble is, even now, it's got to the point now where the fever pitch is fever pitch. And I don't even know if that's the right phrase to use. Yeah. So even people that don't like football now like football.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're really, like my stepdad doesn't watch football, doesn't like football. And then I went to watch it at my brother's, and when I came home, he and my mum had watched it, which is weird because they don't like football, and they were buzzing.
Yeah. I don't think you can help yourself. Yeah. I think there's something about a tournament. My girlfriend really likes it when there's a tournament. She doesn't pay, but it's such an investment to enjoy football day to day.
Yeah.
When it's constant
and there's
club
an end
football.
Game.
That's exactly it. When you've got a limited 4-week thing and you understand how it works, and it will end on the 11th of July. Mm. You just get swept up in the momentum of it, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, great point, Joel.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about football because this is not a football podcast. Stand-up comedy podcast where we specialise in talking about jokes. And my God, have we got a great episode for you. George, I'll ask you in a minute. But before we go on to who the guest is, it's someone that begins with Joel.
Oh, excited.
Who could that be? So many potentials. It could be me. My middle name's George.
Is it?
Yep. My granddad was called George, so I was named after him. Used to get bullied, actually, by my brother and his mate. They used to always sing, Georgie, Porgy, pudding and pie, kissed the girls and made them cry. And I used to really hate it, and I would never use my middle name because I hated that so much. But it's so stupid. It's just a song.
It's just a little song.
Yeah. I didn't kiss any girls. So they didn't cry.
No,
I cried because I couldn't kiss any girls.
Oh, that's sadder, if anything.
Yeah, still. But England won.
Hey!
So, Jolly boy. So there's going to be an extra podcast with the guest. I won't say who it is yet. With all our regular features like Mark and Joel on Demand. And also episode 13 of 361 Jokes, 5 at a Time. Go check all those out at patreon.com/jokeswithmark. And there's the whole backlog of everything we've done there. But we also, I need to say... Do we need to say here? Maybe need to say, because we're in person, we didn't think about this. There's no video version this week. So we're going to have to give that a think about, we'll have to think about that if we do this in person again. We might have to get some cameras out or something.
Bloody hell.
I know, tech. Yeah. But before we, let's not worry about any of that stuff. Let's just crack on and listen to the brilliant episode with Joel.
George Lewis!
It's George Lewis! Oi, oi, oi!
I've got. Shall I start? Shall I dig into some of these?
Yeah. Let's just go through them, mate.
So, so this one is. I mean, I don't know if this one isn't really like my tone, but I had this one where I'm talking about again. I'm sort of talking about the future and stuff, and I say I'm worried about the environment because there are parts of nature that the human race have recently just completely destroyed for future generations, like the yew tree. and I was hoping that everyone goes, oh, right, yeah, because of Operation Yew Tree, everyone knows that. But I just don't know if it's a... And then I thought I'd add builds on it. Like, I'll be like, do you think any parent now is ever going to let their child go and play in the yew tree forest? And then I was like, you can't even, like, search a picture of a yew tree to see a nice little yew tree. Because you put in yew tree and then it's just like Savile, Davidson. They didn't prove anything with Davidson. Savile. And it's just...
That's a really funny idea. For me, I before Operation Yew Tree, I'd never heard of a yew tree.
Yeah.
Like that's something I... So even though, obviously, it is a tree, I don't have a strong...
That's a good point, yeah.
...association to, oh, let's go play... Like,
being a
real
thing.
People weren't saying, let's go and play on the yew tree, were they?
Before. I've never heard yew tree before Operation Yew Tree.
That's so a good
anything,
point.
If anything, it's actually raised awareness for the yew tree.
Yeah, exactly. I know, yeah. But people seem to forget that, don't they? They're always going on about the pedos. All the good that Operation Yew Tree, yeah.
Imagine being one of those poor yew trees.
Yeah. But maybe that's because I remember trying that and thinking, oh, does everyone not know about Operation Yew Tree? But it's probably the opposite problem, isn't it? People don't see that as...
Well, this is the thing with wordplay, isn't it? That it's... What's the first thing you think... Which side of the joke do you fall when you first hear it? And yeah. I think I fall Operation Yew Tree as soon as you say Yew Tree. But I still laughed. Like, I still thought it was... I still saw what you were doing. And also the preamble about the environment... basically set in stone, so I knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it's... Because what was the reaction? Was that one you've tried once?
I tried it once, and I just didn't... It didn't... I feel like...
You know what? Once, maybe. Oh, this comes up a lot, but maybe Operation Yew Tree just makes people a bit uncomfortable. But I think the way you went into it is absolutely... fine. It's a really good angle to talk about it.
Yeah, I wonder if it's because sometimes I don't know about you, but sometimes I find like I will sometimes be inclined to structure it as a joke too much. When actually that one, because I'm going to do more, hopefully more little bits on it. It doesn't need to have.
Doesn't have that one big hit.
Yeah,
does
one big point, because that really relies on people going. It really relies on you laughing at the word yew tree at that point, and then me.
Yeah.
Whereas if you do it a bit more gentle, so it goes. I mean, even if you did it without, so you aren't aiming for a laugh, so you go.
Yeah.
Like there's a tree.
Almost like you're genuinely concerned.
Yeah. So you go. There's a beautiful tree that's called the yew tree. Now you probably don't know about that tree because yew tree. You know that's
yeah.
A bit more. I don't know. It's just thinking about that because you. Yeah, I didn't realise that. When it didn't work for me, I thought either A, people don't know what Operation Yew Tree is, which I found hard to believe.
No, that can't be.
Or I thought people are just going, stay away from that, mate. That's...
Yeah. No, I don't think so. That wasn't my gut reaction. Like, because I don't think it was... Because you're not even delving into Operation Yew Tree at all. Like that. I mean, if people are sort of worried about that, I think... they're a bit oversensitive because that
I wonder if that I'll sometimes think in my head that and then it affects your delivery, doesn't it? I'll sometimes think in my head that people are going to think something's a bit,
maybe you did anyway, maybe that
maybe
you were sort of double sort of
okay, well
but I do like, because I think if you had a few more bits afterwards, even the way you did it the first time, because those are people that didn't get it straight away, you then get them on board with the next beats and beats and beats.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it helps, doesn't it, to do, like that thing I was describing, where doing it a bit more gentle, where you're not saying, you're not making it so clear what the laugh point is supposed to be. So if some people don't laugh at that, it's okay because you're carrying on making it clearer as you go.
It doesn't feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're not sort of waiting.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So that's good. I mean, I quite like this because you've only tried it once. So I will confirm you should try that again. I think that's a good idea.
All right.
I think it's nice.
I've got, okay. So we'll go on to a completely.
I don't even know. Why is it called Operation Yew Tree?
I have no idea, actually. In my head, I'm just thinking, oh, they name them all after trees or foliage or whatever. But
well, as soon as you put yew tree in, Operation Yew Tree comes up straight away. So that's almost like my brain then, wasn't it? That's the first thing that came up. Yew tree, various coniferous plants. Come from West Bromwich, apparently.
What's it?
Comes from West Bromwich.
All right, good. Well,
I don't live there, so that's why I don't know about it.
Just saying that actually made me think, does it, it probably would help as well to, if I made it a bit more personal, like we've got this beautiful tree at the bottom of our garden and it's a yew tree. Now you think I'm going to let the kids go and play on that? Or, you know,
like... I like that. Yeah. That feels more natural as well. Yeah. There's something.
Then you've got a Then you've introduced it as a tree, haven't you? If you don't.
Yes.
Yeah. I was writing this down then. I don't need to do that. Now I can listen back to this.
No, I like. That's nice because. It's subtle as well. You're not sort of spoon feeding the audience, but by saying, "I think I'm going to let the kids play," the audience just does all the work then.
Plus, as well, it shifts.
But we've done what we said earlier. You've now just turned that into a single joke that doesn't really.
Exactly.
You've gone from a big, nice little routine to just one joke again.
Yeah.
That's great. I wonder what are there any other kind of things like that that have ruined other things. Do you know what I mean? So like, it sort of, I mean, I can't think of anything now off the top of my head, but there must be other
sort
of names of things that have sort of ruined.
Oh yes, because that would be great to have another one where you go, this is almost as bad as the time when.
What about the something murders? Is there anything that's like the Yorkshire?
Oh.
Or is there anything that's like,
yeah, what are the
Yorkshire ruined Ripper. Well, this isn't very funny, but this is maybe a similar idea. Like the Yorkshire Ripper ruined that name for that really nice, cool bloke from Yorkshire.
Yes.
Like, or Australian bloke that lived in Yorkshire or something.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that like an Australian Ripper?
Yeah, it is.
Or something. But not that. I don't think that's quite
right. I know what you mean, that exact thing.
Yeah.
Going a name of... A name that changed its meaning when it was associated with something horrible.
Yeah, but could it be quite nice then if you had a few more?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially...
Three.
Yeah, exactly. Especially as well, like, just hearing you say it, it just sounds nicer when it's a personal thing. Like, it's like, this is like when I've called my dog... Rolf or whatever, I don't know. But
so he ruined that. For your dog, Oh, yeah, because you could almost force it then that way.
Yeah. Plus,
it'd be quite nice if there was an aside. It's so bad when things get ruined. I just ask my dog Rolf.
Yeah.
Or my dog Adolf. Or something like that.
Yeah, that's you could have the dog as a really unlikely dog.
That's
name.
A bit Mugabe. My dog Mugabe. Exactly. So it's like, yeah, like as if you'd named a dog Mugabe before you turned out about. So I like the idea of the last one being really stupid like that.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Plus, doing it as a personal thing, it makes the subject, I feel like, it makes it more okay to talk about it because it's clear that I'm appalled by this and frustrated by it.
Yeah, you're setting out your opinion.
As opposed to just talking about general kids playing in a yew tree forest, that feels a bit like, oh, stay away from that joke. But when it's just me getting frustrated...
Also... I feel like calling it a yew tree forest sounds weird because, like, it seems weird that there'd just be only one type of tree in the entire forest. Like, it just sounds a bit odd as well. You would never say a fern forest.
No, you wouldn't. You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But I do like the one at the bottom of the garden. It's good.
Yeah.
And maybe someone could go, oh, I mean, this is probably not. But maybe there's another twist that there could be a weird bloke that's always down there or something as like an extra.
Yeah, that it twists back on itself a bit.
Yeah. Maybe it's not actually a yew tree. Maybe it's another sort of like an oak, but that weird bloke's always there. I think I'm overconfident.
I thought you were going to say maybe it's not actually a yew tree. It's just a bloke in a. An outfit.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
All right, cool. Okay, so this one, I don't know if it's miles off, but a completely different subject, but I was talking about... it's all about a bit about being friends with your partner's friends that you have to be friends with and you don't... And I had this line where I go, they invited us to their wedding in Italy. And when you go to a wedding abroad, you don't just get to share the day with them. You get to share all of the build up. And most importantly for them, the cost.
But I
did that, and honestly got absolutely nothing. And I thought,
really?
Oh, sure. Because that was one where I wrote, and I thought, oh, everyone's going to get behind this, because surely everyone is being invited to these abroad.
I laughed because I've been invited to two in the last 3 years. So that was really on point for me. But like before that, I'd never been to a wedding abroad.
Yeah. And I wondered if, because I did this as well, and I thought that the frustration of it is like, because it's a lot cheaper for the, obviously, I think maybe you know when you've been invited or you know when you've got married. It's a lot cheaper for the couple getting married to get married abroad, but all of the cost is for the guests.
Yeah, you're paying hundreds, yeah.
But then I wonder if maybe not everyone realises that. I don't know.
Because you don't think they see it coming. I don't think they do.
Maybe that's what it was as well.
But it didn't matter to me, because when you were saying it, I was like, just before you said the punch, I thought that that's where you were going, because that had been my experience. But that made me laugh because it's on point.
Yeah, I hoped it would want to be one of those that people go, just get behind it because they believe the same thing. Or like,
yeah, exactly. It's like you'd give that a round of applause or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fuck those guys.
But it could, like you say, it could just be that one gig that what didn't really... Because I like the delivery as well. Like, I can't... There's nothing wrong with how you did it, I don't think.
Cool. Well, maybe... Well, with that one as well, I don't know if it's like... maybe I've said too much about these people beforehand that I don't like them or I get pissed off with them. So when it comes to this, I don't fool you by being sincere.
Yes, that could be it.
Because I guess this one, it relies on me going...
Because to me, that felt like you were joking. But if I knew you really disliked these people, it seems more like you're annoyed.
Yeah.
Than making a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be it. Because, yeah, then when I'm going... And you don't just get to share the day with them. You get to share all the... You already know I'm being sarcastic because you've just heard me talk about how I don't like.
Yeah, whereas I didn't. Well, I sort of did, but I like I bought into it, and I was like, I liked the, and you need that for that joke to work, because you need to take them one way and then the other. So if they already know you're being sarky, they're also thinking, well, he's going somewhere else with this.
Yeah. If he's been overly sincere, then he's really.
And it also feels like that bit would go great before. I mean, I don't know what the other bits are, but. That would lead into you moaning about people nicely, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, maybe it's that, because I wanted to do a bit more about going to a wedding abroad and stuff like that. And I mean, I can't even remember what the other bits I was thinking about, but I definitely remember there's some funny things, because when you're planning the wedding, you think it's brilliant that you're taking everyone abroad, and you're going, and they always go, oh, you can make it into a holiday as well.
Yeah.
And you're like, well... Yeah, I wouldn't really use my week off to go away with your uncle on this week.
Yeah. Well, this feels like that would go back well afterwards.
Yeah. So maybe that's more.
That is really funny. That's a really good topic, actually. And I don't think I've ever heard anyone do a bit about.
No, I was thinking that, because you're hearing quite a bit about. I definitely hear a lot of wedding stuff, but it's usually either your own wedding or being a wedding guest, but I don't know if I hear too much.
You could even go at the angle that COVID is one of the things you like about COVID is that foreign weddings have been cancelled and you've got away from them.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. Yeah.
Like, I've got one in Barbados coming up that got cancelled twice during the thing. But I mean, obviously what you said stands, but I'm still happy I'm going to Barbados. Like, that's pretty cool. But you're right. I bet there's a lot of angles you could go into it of like how a wedding would ruin your holiday. Because the point of the holiday is to get away from the people that you see all the time.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like, and if all the people you know and your friends groups are going to be there, it's not a holiday, is it? It's just a hotter...
Exactly. Yeah. It's all the worst things, but just hot.
But sweating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's funny. Yeah. Because then I could play around with.
And also, like, you've got the whole thing of, like, when you're on the beach and, like, you would never take your shirt off around your friends and their family.
Yeah.
And, Like, that's a weird thing to be on the beach with all those people, but normally see you.
Yes.
Not naked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Things are awkward enough when I'm not naked. Yeah. Yeah.
It could be.
You've got no excuses. You can't make any excuses when you're on a holiday, can you? You've got nothing to do other than be with them. That's good. Oh, cool.
There might be another little twist on a... Like, when if you say about they don't normally see naked, or you twist back to a time that they did, like an embarrassing time I did. I mean, I can't think of why you would, but there's probably a...
Oh, no, that's a good idea, actually. Yeah, yeah. Well, I like that because I feel like... I like the way your mind works is you'll do the twist, and then when we think we've had the twist, you'll do another one back on itself that... goes back to the original thing.
But weirdly, I can't really do those sort of things in my stuff that well. But the double.
Because you've already set a style for yourself.
And I think because they know it's a joke, it's harder to disguise things.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're doing it more natural, you can wrong foot them a lot easier, I think.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, because anytime you disguise something, we know it's a disguise. So it's just how...
Mm.
The dream is that you're just not doing the disguise we thought you were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I just remember that. I can't even remember what the joke was that you told, but I remember, the reason I remember thinking you were emceeing that last gig that I did with you, because I remember you did some incredible crowd work where you'd think someone who does a lot of jokes and one-liners wouldn't naturally be great at crowd work, but because you've got such a catalogue that it seems to be like instantly accessible for you in your head,
right?
It's like you're just picking something from the audience and just immediately having the perfectly performed joke to throw back at them.
Oh, that's nice. It definitely wasn't Oxford we did then, because that one.
No.
So it must have been Nottingham. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What helped me was before I really committed to my style, I did a lot of MCing.
Right.
For Lone Star Comedy in Kent, I basically just MCed all his gigs for stage time, and had a bit of money. I was cheap Mark, I think. Like, I was a very good value compa.
Yeah.
And I think that helped my confidence in with like crowd interactions and stuff.
Yeah.
And in recent years, just having written lots of shows, you just have more jokes. So
yeah,
you've really got to access
a back catalog of things. Now that works really well. I was talking about this recently, because I never particularly like MCing. Like, I don't really. Yeah, it's just like, it just feels like you got all the responsibility of everyone else's night, and it's kind of your duty to just do whatever you need to do, isn't it? So it's if you need to do some hacky stuff, if that's going to make the night better, then that's your role, buddy. And I just feel like, ugh, it's just like, doesn't feel good. You're there all night.
Well, that is the base of it. Is like if you did an office job and someone said, okay, you can come in for 2 hours or you can stay the whole day.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you're not going to want to do the whole day, are you?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing.
Don't worry, money's the same. Money's the same.
Yeah.
Apart from the guy who does the last 2 hours, he's going to get like double what you get.
Yeah, and he's also done another job. Yeah. 2 hours before.
Yeah. Make sure it goes well for that guy. Just.
Yeah.
Because I was just saying, I got offered an MC job the other day and I was just like, oh, I just want to say. Like, I was saying to my agent, I was like, before all this, I never want to turn anything down because you don't want to seem like you're not keen. And now I sort of think, that's going to kill me doing that. I'm just not going to do it.
But it is good to do it. I don't love doing it, but I feel like you should do MCing every so often just to keep you on your toes. And
I completely agree. And I think it does help you, especially when you're doing your own show. It helps you get the room going at the start if you need to.
That's an awkward thing for me when I do a show, because I need to set up from the beginning what I do. So I can't go from, hey, what are you doing? How's it going?
Yeah.
And then go, okay, now some jokes. So I mean, so I find that quite awkward. So I tend not to do too much crowd stuff. But that must be a good
idea. What do you do then? Because I've definitely, I feel like when I was first doing a show on my own, I would definitely just be like, well, this is the show, so I'm just going to go out there, start the show, and then hopefully it'll... But then sometimes I'd do that, and like 5 minutes in, I'd think, oh God, if they didn't like that, they're not going to like anything, and I've just got 55 minutes. So then in later shows, I'd go out and do at least just a little bit of... Even though I don't particularly like it, a little bit of crowd stuff that it raises the energy enough to start the show.
I think it's a skill structurally, because... it's exactly that point. You can't normally with a set, they say open with your strongest and then bang, you're off.
Yeah.
But with a show, you can't do that because your strongest won't get a big laugh because it's the first one. So now they're comparing all the other jokes to that one. So if all the other jokes aren't quite as good as that one, the natural response is obviously going to be less than they gave you.
Yeah.
So I learned my lesson with that. You can't do that. I find it what helps now that people come to see me because they like what I do. So once they know what you are, it's an easier start to go in with gags.
Yeah.
But I usually start with something that I know's more crowds pleasing, sort of more a natural in, just to get them into it and then hit them with the good wordplay, I find.
I see, Okay. So you've got your own rhythm in it. That's a really good point, actually, because when I was first previewing for my first show, I did that like the same structure as I would in the club and do my second best thing right at the start, and then I'm thinking, oh fuck, they didn't go for that, and then you've got 50 minutes of stuff that isn't as good as that, and then you've got a bit that's a bit better than that.
No one tells you that, do they? They always tell you start with your second or first like best joke in a set. Yeah. But no one ever tells you that we do now.
Yes.
This is it.
This will help everyone else.
Right,
I've got I know we're
I'm enjoying this.
We're low on time here, aren't we? But I had one that I'm talking about how awkward it is getting your hair cut. I feel like this is really well-trodden ground as well, but I'm talking about how awkward it is getting your hair cut. And I've got this bit that I've tried it, again, I think I've only tried it once, but I like the premise where I'm saying about how if I was as bad at everything else as I am at saying what I want in the hairdresser, so if I was as bad at ordering a pizza... And then I'm doing an act out where I'm like, sort of like a bit round and maybe some cheese on top. I had one six weeks ago, if you can remember that.
I could probably find a picture of another pizza.
Yeah. A famous pizza. That was funny. But yeah, so I did that. And then I had this line where I go, I get flustered from the moment I walk into the barber's. I sit down and he goes, right, what am I doing? And I go, hey, don't be like that. I know you're just a barber, but, you know, work hard. You'll have your own shop one day.
I like that.
I did that and it didn't. That was one that just didn't get. But I think ones like that, I've got to have the confidence.
I feel like you need to put a bad light on him first.
Yeah, because it sounds mean, I think.
So maybe be like he's one of these trendy barbers with tattoos and he thinks he's God's gift, and do you know what I mean?
That's really good, yeah.
And then you get the upper hand on him.
That's a really good point, because I thought to myself, oh, that sounds a bit mean, and then I reckon I will have delivered it in a way that was like, I hope this doesn't sound mean.
If I did it, I which I don't think you'd be able to do, I'd be the barber.
Oh right, yeah.
I'd be a barber. This guy came in, I said, oh, what am I doing today? What am I doing? And then he said, and then the joke's on me.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would work.
No, so it's making him.
Let's put him on a, because everyone knows that there are those sort of people that, you know, I don't know, what could you say that he did that? But basically, I think basically saying they think they're better than you just because they're in I don't know, where's a trendy place in London?
Yeah, because they wear a small hat and they've got like...
yeah.
That's who it is.
Well, maybe he was... I'll tell you what. What if he undermines your job being a comedian, which is a classic kind of thing? Oh, you're a comedian? Like, just the classic, you're a comedian. What, you actually... What, full-time? You earn a living? Do you? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's that sort of...
Yeah. So it feels like I'm getting it back.
Yeah, I think so. That might be why it didn't quite hit. Because it's definitely, the wordplay works, because that is what something that they say.
Yeah. Yeah, I've it just sounds a bit like ones. Of an unprovoked punching down.
I had one about, they said, how much would you like off? I was like, £10. And I made that a posh barber's.
Yeah.
So like a posh hairdresser's. And this one never really worked that well. And I don't know whether it's, I don't know, but she asked if I want a cut and finish. I say, yeah, don't keep going. But that never quite hits for some reason. The other one works better. But maybe cut and finish isn't a commoner.
Do you like a cut and finish? Yeah, I mean, it's repeating it, but maybe it's clearer if you go, well, yeah, don't just carry on cutting, or don't just...
Yeah, what's yeah?
Don't just cut forever.
Don't keep cutting. Do you want a cut and finish? I was like,
I mean, the way you said it was actually, going. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just not that funny. Sometimes I don't know.
Yeah.
But have you got any other bar hairdresser bits?
Or is it
just that one bit?
No.
Because that's quite a nice start to a set if you're just to be like, just have me haircut. Do you know what I mean? It's quite a nice, easy in.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Sort of gag.
And it's like, because I feel like...
Unless you have a bit about people that annoy you, and then maybe that could actually help the beginning of that bit, because you could just go, oh, my barber's like such an arrogant bloke.
Yeah.
This barber I went in there the other day, blah, 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 blah. If it linked in from something.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I can see he's... Because at the moment it rests on me misunderstand. It's like as if I've misunderstood, whereas...
Yeah. It's like... Yeah. But it's also quite funny, but there's got to be somewhere you can go with it because this guy's got a sharp object by your face.
Yeah.
And you've just said that to him. So the whole time you'd be...
Yeah.
A bit worried or...
Yeah, because originally the bit was about me. I'm sure the lead into it was like... How could I do this thing? Whatever the thing was, like, how can I be a dad? I can't. I don't even know how to have a haircut. Like, I don't even know how to ask for what I want for a haircut. If I was that bad at,
unless you go in an angle that you say the wrong thing all the time, you panic and say the wrong thing, and that way, if you do that comment, your audience is with you because they know that you know you've said something embarrassing. So then that's on you, then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, it's like I try to say nice things to people. I try to be supportive.
There we go. That's good. Yeah. I'm feeling that. Try to be supportive. That's a really nice way because you've put yourself over as a really nice guy straight away.
Yeah.
And then you've got it wrong, which is, you know, a lovable idiot.
Yeah. And then, I went into the hairdressers and he looked a bit grumpy. He was feeling a bit down. He went, right, what am I doing? And I said, hey, don't be like that, you know.
Yeah. This feels good. That's good. Nice.
Sweet. And then, have I got...
let's do one more.
I've got lots of, because then I want a way to do that, maybe that pizza thing as well, because I feel like it does highlight how hopeless we all are at asking for haircuts, but for
Because the thing that springs to mind, but I think it's been done a million times, is like the mirror on the back. But I do like the idea of an original take would be putting all those things that normally happen and then just associating it with pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think this would work actually, but like a mirror around the back of a pizza, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I know what you mean though.
Yeah. What other... Would you do other, like, do you think just pizza? Or do you think you could go, it's not how we, you know, give other examples of things that you could.
Maybe you could. And maybe there's better ones than that. I just thought that was something that you
knew. I quite like pizza, though, because it's such a mundane.
And you do it with similar regularity, I think. Plus, it highlights how terrible you are at...
And they also, what would you like?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. And you describe it exactly with a pizza, don't you? Plus,
this time I had to... Oh, don't get it too confused, because I went to hairdressers and asked for a half and half.
Yeah.
So I've got a pizza joke where I say it's not the same as that. It's I couldn't decide what I wanted, and the guy was like half and half, and I was like, I can't expect you to pay for any of it. It's one of my favourite ones from my last show.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's incredibly generous of you, but I don't know, I can't. Yeah, that's funny, man.
See, that's what you would do. Do you know, that's the difference between us, is I just have to hit the punch.
Yeah.
And you would make it thank you so much. Yeah. Whereas it wouldn't work for me, because they're like, why is he being like that? It's just a joke.
Yeah, good point. I mean? Yeah. Yeah, without being the person in it and staying in it.
What's the last one you got?
Okay, the last one. So on the same theme, I'm going... when you have a baby, night feeds are the most difficult. I end up getting crumbs and melted cheese all over the baby.
I think that's really good. I knew where you were going.
Yeah, I thought
you could see me smiling as soon as you went.
Yeah, you, I wonder if it's feeds. Just a bit obvious where I'm going in.
No, I don't think so. I think that's just because that's the way my brain works. But I think also if I did it, it wouldn't work, because they would get into the rhythm of the way I do everything.
Yeah.
But I think you'd be fine there. But what did you say for the punchline? I get melted.
I end up getting crumbs and melted cheese all over the baby. I mean, maybe you only need one of them things.
I feel that that's quite long to get. Yeah. Like you get the joke as soon as you say I get crumbs.
Yeah, I get crumbs.
That's where the laugh. Baby. Yeah, because.
Yeah, because at this point, there's no confusion, because the baby's having milk at the start anyway. So crumbs immediately snaps you out of knowing.
But also, what did you say about the baby? Oh, so yeah, because you have a bit about the baby and the setup.
Yeah. So when you have a baby, night feeds are the most difficult.
Because what I originally thought.
A baby, yeah.
What I originally thought you were going to do was just, you're just in the fridge eating. And I forgot about the baby when I was trying to imagine what you were going to do.
Yes.
But is there a reason that you can only eat at night like that because of a baby? Like, because they take up so much of your time, you have to...
Oh, I sort of hoped it would be like, oh, because it leads you to believe that I always eat in the middle of the night, but now I've just got this added complication because there's a baby getting in the way.
What if it's what if it's like it's your wife asking you and you misunderstanding, and then you got back to bed, she's like, how was the night feed? Oh, really good. But the baby, for some reason, the baby's still crying, or the baby's crying. Or I mean, that's the word, it's not really good there, but be quite, if you, she says, can you go and do the, can you I think it's time for the night feed. I was like, oh, okay. So I went to the fridge.
Yes, yeah. She's asked me to do a night.
Yeah, but you've not done that. But you've just... I feel like I might be overcomplicating it. I think just crumbs on a baby probably will work absolutely fine.
Yeah, it's about the phrase as well, isn't it? A night feed, because I guess it's quite a lot for me to ask the audience to make me think I've understood her asking me to do a night feed and think it's me feeding myself. Whereas I suppose I could call myself a night feed.
Yeah. But then I've got... Does the baby complicate it? Does it? Because if you had the baby and you're having a night feed, you probably are feeding the baby as well, aren't you?
Yeah. So, true, yeah, because why have I...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free,
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So it's because it seems in my head it's funnier if you haven't fed the baby.
Yeah.
Did what happened when you tried that?
I wondered. I think it might have felt a bit too much like a clear joke.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I'm actually talking about all the stuff that's difficult about being it, and there's jokes within it. But I'm saying it. Whereas this one, I wonder if it feels too structured, like.
Unless you sort of make it the delivery sort of, it's so stressful having a baby, and the night feeds are a pain, so you get crumbs on the baby.
Yeah, maybe it's that, yeah.
Or are people thinking you're still feeding it, but getting crumbs on the baby?
Yeah.
That could also be, you want something that a baby definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they don't eat crumbs, do they? But.
Night
melted cheese on the.
That's what melted, because melted cheese just sounds a bit of a funnier thing to be eating in the middle of
it. It also sounds that it could be hot.
But yeah, they're not hot. He's actually a terrible parent, isn't that?
Night feeds.
Night feeds are difficult.
Have you ever tried having a crying baby and trying to eat cheese?
No. Yeah. The way you said it a minute ago is good, because it just feels like I've not written a joke that I want to tell.
Yeah.
It's just a little line.
Especially if you can go on to something else as well.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a strong enough standalone, but it's a nice in to keep going with the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I wonder if as a standalone, it does that thing that we were talking about right at the start where it feels like too much of a joke and then it undermines the other stuff maybe. Okay. Awesome, man. You've helped me with loads of stuff there.
That's really fun, mate. That's really fun.
George Lewis! Hashtag Awooga for George Lewis. Great stuff. And if you want more George Lewis,
I do.
Head over to get the extra podcast with George Lewis at patreon.com/jokeswithmark.
I will.
But not a video version.
I don't care.
Don't care. Doesn't matter. It's all about the ears this week. Lovely stuff. What a nice boy. I like chatting to George. A
lovely boy.
Yeah, don't talk to him enough, really. Don't really gig together very often. Really, I think we discussed it in the podcast. If not, it's in the extra podcast.
Who do you gig with the most?
Who do I gig with the most? Weirdly, it goes in fits and what's the phrase?
Spurts.
Starts? Is it spurts? Starts. Fits and starts or fits and spurts?
Start ebbs and flows.
Ebbs and
peaks and troughs.
Feels like a McIntyre routine.
They feel
it?
Like comedy duos.
Yeah. Yeah. Lately, the person I've been gigging with most is Hal Cruttendon.
Oh, big Hal.
About four times in the last month, randomly. Bloody hell. Yeah, really. He's good.
He's one of the good ones. He did a thing when I was at uni. He did like a student thing when I was at uni.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
I remember thinking.
Yeah.
Competent stand-up.
Very good. You actually remember thinking that exact phrase?
No, of course not.
It's weird how sometimes you're also in stand-up. Sometimes you have people that you gig with that you never do well with.
Mm.
And for ages, when I was new, the Noise Next Door improv troupe, if they were, they'd be closing. Mm-hmm. And if I was middle, if I was opening, I would never do well. And it's just, it's weird.
That curse.
Just never, it lifted after a while. I got better.
Yeah. Weird that. That's the curse.
Yeah, it might be it. That's an interesting thing. Anyway, let's crack on. Go check out all the bonus stuff. Is there anything else we want to talk about? Thank you to everyone. There's a banging in your...
I'm quite
what
scared.
Is that?
I'm going to investigate.
What is it, though? Is it in your bedroom? Or is it the door?
I haven't got someone kidnapped. It's the front door, I think.
Oh, it's the front door.
I'm going to check it. It's quite scary.
It's a little bit scary. It keeps banging every so often. Like there's someone outside.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone that's been buying tickets for my Leicester Square Theatre show on the 23rd of October. Go to my social medias, into my bio, and you've got the link to tickets there, or on the Leicester Square Theatre website. Go check it out. Anything more from you, Joel? Nothing more from me, Joel. Hashtag Aruga, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.